What's up, campers? Welcome back to another episode of Tales of the Trails, our podcast where three scouts talk about their adventures in the wilderness. Today's episode, I believe, we're talking about a certain topic today.
All right. So we gave Andrew the opportunity to try the famous intro. What do you think? How do you do? Let us know.
I did terrible, didn't I?
You guys know us, Aditya, AJ, and Andrew. And today I've got a question that I want to answer. It's just, you know, AJ texted me like two nights ago. He's like, I feel like our podcast episodes need to have a specific question that we answer. And I'm like, I got you, bud. So,
but when I sent him that, I said, well, every episode we should like answer that question without actually answering it. And his idea,
he
was
meant
like
indirectly.
We're going to actually answer it.
I'm going for a straight shot here. But before we get started, you know our socials, you know our website. And because you don't know this entirely yet, we are affiliated with a brand called Pursuit Retro that makes super cool camera bags for nature lovers. And they have some pretty cool like clothing. I might buy their sweatshirt because it's kind of dope. But check it out and use our code TRAILSPODCAST for 10% off your entire order. That's a steal. And they're running a sale, so everything's a little bit cheaper, but Trails Podcast, okay? Doesn't need to be caps, just make sure it's all one word. Trails Podcast for 10% off. All right, let's get to it. My question for today is, when you guys go outside and when you guys camp or just spend time outdoors, what is drawing you outside? What are you drawn to in the wilderness? And what is... Squeaky chair strikes again. What is your motivation for being outside? And I'll explain why I have this question in a little bit, but I want to hear some answers first. So who do we want to start?
AJ?
AJ?
You have anything to go for?
I'm going to defer to the second half, so I'll give it to Andrew.
All right,
okay.
Andrew.
So usually I go to Nate, I don't know. What was the question again?
It's a tough question to ask. It's a little bit it's a little bit personal, but I want to see because I think – yeah, all right. So the question was, what is drawing you to be so in love with the outdoors in the wilderness, and what is your motivation for spending time outside, if there is any?
It's quiet. Okay. You don't have to deal with people screaming and yelling at you all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And this if you like – If you stand still long enough, you'll see some interesting stuff happening in nature. You know, you like just stare at the squirrels. You kind of see they do their own little patterns, and like I find it very interesting. It might be pretty boring for some people, but I enjoy it because cool. It's something peaceful. You know, nothing too hectic. You know, very calming. I mean, you don't have to stare at squirrels. You can look at other stuff as well. I mean, there's plenty of other things.
Plenty
get
of
trees.
Other
yeah, like you see. Changing of colors in the tree, leaves now, all kinds of stuff. And then there's like all the interesting stuff you could do outside, you know?
Right.
For me, it's just to summarize my little statement here, just because it's quiet, calming, and all that. I bet AJ's probably got a whole different belief on it.
Well, I'm gonna go first. I want to kind of show you what I mean, like kind of. So for me, I think what motivates me is, you know, I'm a high school student. We all have busy schedules. And I think the outdoors is kind of an escape because my central command right now is at where I'm sitting at my desk on my laptop. And it's like, it's an escape for me to be outside. And the one thing I love to go outside for is to stargaze. I'm a huge star person. I spent 90% of the time that I spend outdoors is usually at night because I'm stargazing. I'm looking at the moon, trying to take pictures. So, I think the outdoors is so much to offer, and there's so much that so many people haven't that it should be often as an escape and as a way to kind of centralize yourself and calm yourself. And as we mentioned in one of the previous episodes, you know, step away from the hustle and bustle. But what about you, AJ?
Yeah, so when Addy said, what draws you to the outdoors, I ran over to a little side table, and I grabbed a piece of a paper and a pen, and I wrote the outdoors, but I, like, drew it, you know. If you did this in English class, you, like, write objects with the words. So the O is, like, a bubble letter O with a tree in the middle, and then the word doors inside, like, a wooden door.
Here, we'll post this on our Instagram. Ready?
Oh, okay. We'll post that later. It's, yeah. That's a million-dollar drawing right there.
Oh, yeah.
But
appraised by AJ.
You got to sign it.
Oh, I will. I will. But I think the one thing that really draws me to the outdoors, I think Addie said it, Andrew says it, is like just the different things you can get from it, right? It's calm. It's peaceful. For me, it's good to just go out, clear your head. It helps with my mental health. Yeah. And when I'm struggling for something, I can go out and I can rely on like a hike or a camp out to help me reset and
rejuvenate.
And just be able to like think more, think philosophically, mm-hmm. right? All those poems that were written in the outdoors, you know, you can get some creativity and stuff. So that's what really draws me, is just be able to keep my mental health in check.
Yeah, I like that. Because I think every individual has their own pull, right? Everybody goes to the outdoors for a different reason from the person next to them. I mean, AJ, I relate to what you said, but it's really just like this reset. And I mean, you also can't play Gaga ball inside. Like, come on.
I think we could figure out that.
I think we could, but I think it'd be more fun to just go outside. But the reason I wanted to ask this question is I think a lot of people don't have that motivation to go outside or to spend time in the great outdoors. And I was hoping that maybe some of our reasons could, you know, inspire someone to get outside, try something new, and go explore a little bit, whether it's just be in their backyard. And I think it's important because, you know, Andrew sent us a quote in our chat, and I'm trying to build this in because I feel like it's actually a really good quote. And it goes, "All we have to decide is what to do with the time that is given us." And I think if you were to replace time with, you know, resources or the world around us, there's so much that we have that we can use. And it's all about, you know, just you and your connection with the outdoors and with the people around you. I mean, take a few friends and go camping, not glamping. and I think it's just so good for you. But
you know, it might not seem fun at first, but you just got to keep going with it, and you'll kind of develop your own kind of enjoyment of it,
right?
In some weird way.
I mean, yeah.
But everyone enjoys it in some degree or another. Right. Like, there's no one who really doesn't hate it.
You're going to start to figure out what you want or what you expect, but also kind of like, you're going to figure out your motivation or what's drawing you out. But the only way to figure out what's drawing you out or what your inspiration is to go outside and spend time in the outdoors, the only way to do that is to take that first step out the front door.
And that's the hardest step sometimes.
It might be. Yeah. It might be. But building that habit, building in time in your month or in your year or in your week, that's kind of like weirdly ordered. But building time to, you know, spend time outside is super important for your mental health, for your physical health, for the world.
Yeah, where this discussion is going about talking about time, and it kind of reminded me of this thing called the magic bank account. And it might not just help you with just the outdoors, but it might help you with your life overall. So it's called the magic bank account. And it goes like, say you just won a contest. And the rules is every day you get $86,400, right? And it just goes in this bank account, and you can use as much of the money. You can spend all the money. You can spend none of the money. Right, you can't transfer the money to some other account. You can only spend it. Mm-hmm. Each morning, It wipes that the previous money away and adds another 86,400.
You start fresh
every day. But at any time, your bank account in this game can just say game over.
Right.
Right.
Now, before you explain what that 86,400 means, I think a lot of you already might know because it's a very common story and it relates to so many different things. But AJ's point is that just like money and how people invest money, think about investing time into the things that you care about and into the things that will make you healthy. But I guarantee that going outside, spending time in the outdoors, camping, being with friends, having a blazing fire going, that's going
to
help you.
All right, hold. You're getting ahead of yourself here, Aditya.
Yeah.
Let's get back to this magic bank account, right? So I'm going to ask you guys, what would you do with this money every day, right? You would go and you would spend as much as you can. You spend it on yourself, spend it on others. I mean, you would probably not know what to do after a couple of days with all this money. But you would do everything you can to spend it, right? Because it's basically just like free money. And basically, you guys have all won this magic lottery for this game, right? Because this prize, it's not money, it's time. There's 86,400 seconds in one day, right? And every day, you lose that time. Whatever you don't use, it's gone. You can't get it back. And, you know, when the game ends, right, that's death. But we can all be happy and lucky to have the chance at this game. Right, it's like
we get to play this game every day.
3 trillion chance to one odds of actually getting born. That's that's your lottery that you won. Right, so with that 86,400 every day, you want to use as much of it as efficiently as possible. Right, so start spending your time now. Right, the game's not over for you. It's not over for us, but. Just keep working.
What?
And if you want to find good ways to use it, right, you want to do things that make you happy. That's what you would spend the money on, things that you would make you happy, right? And for us, camping in the outdoors is something that makes us happy and helps
truly
us.
Truly makes us happy.
Right?
Yeah.
So we would encourage you guys to go spend some of your money on the outdoors.
Spend some of your money on the outdoors, but don't go buying all the super expensive gear. Don't go spending your money buying $600,000 backpacks. Go spend your time.
Only if they're from our
only if they're from our affiliates. No. I mean, you should check out our affiliate. But we highly recommend it. Thank you, AJ, for saying that.
Yeah, that was
highly
recommend. Sounded like a rant to me, but I think it was important.
Yeah. I do have something to say about it all. Cool. You know, as you get older, you're having free time comes like more and less like non-existent in your life, because you got like you got work, you got bills to pay, you got other things to do, and everything just kind of piles on. Well, if you're a kid or a teenager, like you have like it seems like years of free time, but then like once the end of it comes around, you're like, oh shoot, what'd I do with all that free time?
Right, well, you didn't spend it camping, so you lost.
So I guess this is kind of a little thing that AJ's trying to say is more aimed to like everybody, but more realistically, it's gonna be aimed towards, you know, people who actually have free time.
Yeah, I mean, even if you don't have free time,
I mean, it's difficult to find it, like if you're struggling economically.
The outdoors is the cheapest therapy. You don't need anything. You just need to walk out the front door or the garage door or the back door. Get out of the building that you're in.
Or go through your window. You know,
or the window.
Don't go through the window because, you know, falling hurts. Or the roof. The roof could hurt.
Does it, though?
Just go out like Santa Claus on Christmas.
Every time I go to pick up Andrew from his house for a camping trip, I just see him fly out the front window.
Would be the first time.
but I mean, seriously, spending time outside It has so many pulls. It has, there's so many reasons to spend time outside and so little reasons to just be sitting at a desk. So yeah, I think
here we go again. We're going to talk about
this. Our motivation
is this the third episode?
I think our motivation to go outside is our health.
Yeah. And if you say, I don't have time. Oh, I'm so busy. Right. Just look at your schedule. Yeah. Right. Say you wake up. I wake up at like 5:30 to 6 every day. That's when I set my alarm. I really wake up at like 6:30. And then
seven.
I just get ready to school. I drive to school. And then school is bang, bang, school. I got cross country practice. I'm done at like 5 every day. I come home. And then like I eat dinner. And I'm supposed to get right to work and do my schoolwork. But of course that doesn't happen. I procrastinate. I'm on my phone. I'll go watch TV. Right, and I don't get this work done. But if I get my work done, I could probably finish all my homework close to like 9 o'clock. I go to bed at like 11. That's like 2 hours, and that's just
in
one
time
day.
For some stargazing.
That's just like a normal day. If you're on the weekend, you can be more busy, less busy, but you can find ways and you can shift things around, and be able to get it done.
Even you don't need to go out every day, but spending time over the weekend, you know, with your family, with your friends, hiking a trail or visiting, you know, the local pond or whatever, it's for the best and it's going to help you. And you're going to feel so good after you bang out a nice hike. We've been there, we've done that. And we're speaking from experience when we say it's good for you.
It's also good to go with friends and go with other people and be social. But sometimes it's also good to go by yourself and have your alone time. So you gotta do both and find the right balance.
So to kind of wrap up this section, I mean, we kind of went off on like a very therapeutic psychological rant.
Yeah.
But
I think we're gonna take a quick ad break right now, and we're gonna come back for either continuing this session here or something
the
else.
We'll
see.
Hot take section. We'll see you guys.
We just turn this podcast into like a motivational thing.
Dude, we could. I feel like we could totally do that.
But first,
let us know in the comments or the messages. But Andrew really wants to go to an ad break right now, so we'll let him do that.
Come back for season two
I really gotta go to the bathroom.
Okay, all right. We'll see you guys after the ad break.
Where Andrew goes, nothing grows.
So, as the troop pope, I felt.
I could strip you of your position
about this topic. All right, so we kind of talked earlier about, you know, time and stuff, and I thought that I recognized this, like remembered in the back of my head. I was like, this prayer has to do with it. All right, so the story behind this prayer is Alabama football coach Bear Bryant, legendary.
Oh, of course,
he kept this prayer in his wallet all the time, okay? And it goes like this. This is the beginning of a new day. God has given me this day to use as I will. I can waste it or use it for good. What I do today is very important because I am exchanging a day of my life for it. When tomorrow comes, this day will be gone forever, leaving something in its place I have traded for it. I want it to be gain, not loss, good, not evil, success, not failure, in order that I shall not forget the price I paid for it.
Okay.
You know what? Respect.
You know, it wasn't that bad.
But, we're not turning this into a Christian podcast.
Yeah. but yeah, I knew it was good because I had some faith in AJ that he would
next episode, he's just going to bring his like holy water and he's just throwing it at the computer. Try to like baptize us.
All right. So
this ain't my first rodeo. Okay.
Okay. Before we get more off topic here, we're going to continue this kind of ranting because I really don't have anything else to say.
We don't really have a hot take for you guys. So.
Yeah, so we're just going to talk about
Andrew's slacking.
We're just going to talk about our lives a little bit, you know, yeah. Get to know us a little bit better beyond just the three guys that talk way too much on your phone.
Yeah. So I think we'll start off with the one thing that all three of us have in common besides us being scouts. We're all high schoolers.
Yep.
AJ goes to a private school.
Ew.
Catholic private school.
A Catholic private. Nasty. Yeah, that's why he's the true pope. True pope.
Yeah.
Me and Aditya would go to the Ashland public school.
Hey, public schools, baby. Low funding. It's not
even that good. So we thought about talking about the high schools because, like, it's something that it's like a large part of our life besides mm-hmm. scouting and, like, outdoors. It's a big piece for it. You know, I really don't got a whole lot to say. Aditya, you want to start us off?
Yeah, I mean, we're kind of just coming into this unprepared, but I mean, what do we want to talk about? Like, it's our podcast.
I mean,
we hold the reins here.
How you got a perfect score at your PSATs?
Not yet. I don't know. You told me I got a negative score after meeting with my teacher.
He forgot to put his name on it, so he lost the points.
I think that's like 200 points on the SAT is just putting your name on it.
The minimum you can get is a 400 on the SAT.
Right. Yeah, but like.
So Aditya, I mean AJ, what's your school like?
I mean, right now it feels like. I mean, it always has felt like a prison, but. more now because of the times, you know. We got these one-way hallways, you know. You gotta follow everything, or you get an hour, which is like detention. And no, I've been clean. Haven't gotten a detention or suspended or expelled or anything. So, you know, I'm a perfect child.
So yeah, the high school, Ashland High School, is still the same thing. We have our one-way hallways and. All that stuff. And you got to hand sanitize everything. Not fun. 6 feet apart. School feels pretty boring. That's all I got to say. And it's my senior year. It's even more boring and even more painful.
Yeah.
Because we have nothing like as a senior privilege.
Right. Kinda sucks. Right. Yeah. There aren't any senior privileges because those are all freshmen and sophomore privileges now. I think in relation to like the podcast, like, we need ideas, guys. What do you guys want to hear in the podcast? What do you want us to talk about? Share a story with us about one of your wilderness adventures, and we can put it in the podcast.
Like, yeah, go to our website, go to our contact page, and send us a message or contact us in some other way.
Or reach out, and you could be like a guest star. You know, if you recently went on a trip, went on a hike. Reach out. We want to hear your stories. So we can get you on this podcast because all we got to do is share a Zoom link with you. And you guys could join us. It'd be a good time.
The password is just our troop number and Addie's birthday. So
if you can figure out our troop number and my birthday, you're in. Now I got to go change my password. Nah, I'll keep it. If someone can figure it out and DM us the password, you're in.
Also, let us know if you want us to do other mediums of like media stuff, like YouTube videos. We have some cool ideas for that. You know,
yeah, you gotta send me that GoPro footage of what is it, Manhunt?
Yeah.
I don't think that came out well.
Well, one of the files got corrupted, the other one's not bad.
Okay.
Because I was in the file, I just corrupted it. It's just like it saw me. Like,
yeah. Sent to the government, and it came back corrupted.
Nah, I mean, I think we're gonna wrap it up. So
yeah,
I want to leave you all with one kind of final note. We're three scouts. We spend a lot of time in the wilderness. We spend a lot of time in the outdoors. You know, adventuring, climbing trees, going. I climb trees. I don't know about the other two.
I climb trees.
Andrew just takes the trees down.
Yeah, I used to climb trees back before I wasn't so
massive
built. so built.
But We the three of us are high school students. We are adventure lovers, and we spend time in the outdoors. And the reason I'm telling you this is because we truly see how it's impacted not only us, but the other scouts around us and other individuals around us. If you haven't taken that first step to go outside, I really hope that this episode motivated you in some way or inspired you in some way to get outside. Use one of our inspirations to inspire yourself. And if you don't want to use one of ours, think of one yourself. Or just go outside without any inspiration at all and be inspired. Because when you take that breath of fresh air and you see a squirrel run by you and a snake try to strangle you, man, it hits different. So get outside, have a good time, share your stories with us, because we're here for it 100%. But as our fire burns down on Tales of the Trails.
But one last thing real quick.
Go for it.
So Addy was talking about we're scouts, we're high school students. We put a lot of work into this podcast for you guys. And it's really good for us to see we can see the number of listens go up.
That's the best feeling in the world.
We can see that you guys are listening. So we want to thank you guys for being out there and humoring us as we make a fool of ourselves.
Keep listening. Keep enjoying. But yeah, the fire's burning down on Tales of the Trails. We hope to see you guys next time. Sorry about the late episode post. We were all, going through stuff, all tired after a camping trip. So check out this episode. This is going to be coming out on time Sunday. Actually, wait, you guys will be listening to this. So that's kind of weird that I'm saying that. We wish you all the best. Yeah. We'll see you next time on Tales of the Trails. Thank you all for listening.
Have a good one.
Peace out, guys.
Peace out, guys.